Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Wonderful to have you here on this Thursday. You know, I have a tendency to say that every day of the week is my favorite kind of day, but I do like Thursday. You're kind of over the hump, but you're still ahead of Friday as you head into the weekend, so it's a great time. And you know what? It's a particularly great time to be studying what we're studying today, because Derek has been teaching us about claiming our inheritance. And yesterday, we not only learned about the ministry of the Holy Spirit as our helper, we also learned that among the blessings Jesus provided for us are material blessings. Now, I know this has been abused in our generation, and people have turned the gospel into a prosperity gospel. But you know what? There's just absolute truth in the Bible that Jesus intends to take care of us, spirit, soul, and body, materially, intellectually, spiritually, financially, all of it. And so let's learn now how to walk in the full blessings of God as we roar like young lions after our prey, claiming our inheritance.
Today I'm going to explain more fully the part that the Holy Spirit plays in bringing us into our inheritance in Christ. I'm going to take a very vivid and beautiful picture from the Old Testament to illustrate this. The picture that I'm going to take is found in Genesis chapter 24. This is the story of how Abraham obtained a bride for his son Isaac. Of course, it's a series of historical incidents that actually took place, and even in that sense, it's a beautiful story. But it's also a kind of parable acted out in history that reveals to us other spiritual truths that are even more important and which concern us as believers in Jesus today. By this time, Abraham was settled in the land that God had promised him, the land of Canaan, and he had received the miracle son, Isaac, who was to be the heir of all that God had promised. And he needed a wife for Isaac, but he did not want to take a wife from the daughters of the Canaanites. So he called his senior servant, the main steward of his house, and told him to go back to Mesopotamia, which was the country of Abraham's origin, and to find a bride from Abraham's own clan there in Mesopotamia. So the servant equipped himself with 10 camels laden with gifts and good things and set out for Mesopotamia. On the way, he prayed that God would direct him to the young woman of God's choice to be the bride for Isaac. And when he came to Mesopotamia, he stopped at a well, and he specifically prayed that when the right woman came along, he would ask her to give him drink, and she would respond by not merely giving him water, but by drawing water from the well for all his camels. And in this way, he would know that she was the woman chosen to be Isaac's bride. Well, after he'd finished praying, Rebekah came along with her flock. The servant asked her for a drink. She gave him drink, and she immediately also, of her own initiative, proceeded to draw water for his camels. Now, that's significant because he had 10 camels, and they'd made a long journey through a desert. And it's estimated that a thirsty camel can drink about 40 gallons of water. So if she had to draw water for 10 camels, she was an active, vigorous woman because she had to draw about 400 gallons of water with a bucket out of a well. I think that says a lot. Well, then the servant brought out the gifts that he was carrying, and he gave her some beautiful gifts, which she immediately adorned herself with. And then she introduced the servant to her family. The family welcomed him and his camels into their home. He presented the destiny that God had for Rebekah, and she responded in faith that she would go. Her family blessed her, and so she set out with the servant and the camels once again to take that long journey back to find the man that she was due to marry. And bear in mind, she'd never seen Abraham, she'd never seen Isaac. Her only contact with the family into which she was going to marry was through the servant. Now, the parable is this. It's a parable of God finding a bride for Jesus Christ, his only son, and of course the bride is the church. In this interpretation, Abraham, the father of Isaac, represents God the Father. Isaac, the only son, represents Jesus, the only son. Rebekah, the chosen bride, represents the church, and we're left with one more major character, the unnamed servant. But I see the unnamed servant as the Holy Spirit's self-portrait. I think perhaps it's the clearest portrait in all Scripture of who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. And it always blesses me that the Holy Spirit is so modest and unassuming that he never even gives himself a name. All he's called is the servant. So you see the application of the story to present truth. Abraham typifies God the Father, Isaac typifies God the Son, Rebecca typifies the church, the chosen bride, and we're left with the servant who typifies the Holy Spirit. Now I want to, in the light of that, I want to point out to you seven facts about the servant and his relationship to Rebecca and to Abraham and Isaac. The first fact, it's stated very clearly in that account that he, the servant, had charge of all that Abraham owned. He was in complete control of the entire inheritance. Secondly, he sought nothing for himself, but only for Abraham and Isaac. Thirdly, it was his responsibility to find a bride for Isaac. Fourthly, he came with 10 camels bearing gifts. Fifthly, he confronted Rebekah with the choice that settled her destiny. Sixthly, he was Rebekah's only source of information concerning Abraham and Isaac. And seventh, it was he who guided Rebekah to her bridegroom. Now let's quickly apply those truths about the servant to the relationship of the Holy Spirit to the church. First of all, the Holy Spirit is the administrator of the total inheritance. He's the one who takes the things of Christ and discloses them and imparts them to us. Secondly, the Holy Spirit seeks nothing for himself. His aim is to glorify the Father and the Son. Thirdly, it's the responsibility of the Holy Spirit in the world today to find the church, the bride, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Fourthly, when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, he comes with many, many beautiful and wonderful gifts. Fifthly, he's the one who confronts us with the choice concerning Jesus that settles our destiny for time and eternity. Sixthly, he's our only source of direct information concerning God the Father and God the Son. We do not see the other persons of the Godhead, but the Holy Spirit reveals them to us. And seventhly, he's the one who's going to guide us through this world to our meeting with our heavenly bridegroom. I've explained to you how the servant of Abraham is a picture of the Holy Spirit in his relationship to the bride of Christ, the church.
What a tender and beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit as a servant. I mean, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet he reveals himself in the Bible as a servant, serving us, caring for us, tending us. What a great God we serve. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come, and how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience his power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you here for this second segment of our teaching on claiming our inheritance. Thursday is a great day to be studying this information, this material. We are learning what Jesus has done for us. We're learning that the Holy Spirit is a servant to us. What a humbling truth. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us how to walk in the fullness of our inheritance.
Now I want to look at it from the other point of view, and I want to explain to you how Rebekah is a picture of the church and of the response that the church has to make to the Holy Spirit in order to qualify to be the bride of Christ. And I'm going to point out seven facts about Rebecca's response and then show you their significance for us as believers in Jesus. First, her first contact was with the servant, not with Abraham or with Isaac. Second, her response to the servant determined her destiny. Third, her response was to serve the servant. She immediately began to draw water for his camels. Very hard work. Fourth, she received the gifts the servant brought. Fifth, the gifts, when she placed them upon her, visibly marked her out as the chosen bride. Sixth, she made room in her home for the servant and his camels. And let me point out that camels take up a lot of room. Seventh, she followed the servant in faith to her destination. Now, let's just see how this all typifies the way in which we are required to respond to the Holy Spirit. First of all, our first contact with God is always through the Holy Spirit. He's the one that first reaches into our lives and begins to reveal to us the Father and the Son. Second, it's our response to the Holy Spirit that will determine our destiny for time and eternity. Rebecca was faced with a decision that determined her destiny for the rest of her life. If she said yes to the servant, her destiny was in accordance with the will of God and was good. But if she said no to the servant, then she would have missed all that God had purposed for her. Third, Rebecca's response was to serve the servant. I call that faith with works. She didn't just believe, she didn't say yes, but she, as it were, got busy, dipped down her bucket into that well, and drew something like 400 gallons of water. I believe that Christianity has got to be a religion of active faith, faith with works. Fourthly, she received the gifts the servant brought. If a young man saves up to buy a beautiful engagement ring for the young woman he wants to marry, never will it happen that the young woman will refuse the ring and marry the man. Accepting or rejecting the ring is an indication of her attitude to the man. And so it is with us in relation to the Holy Spirit. We cannot reject the gifts of the Holy Spirit and expect to be part of the bride of Christ. Fifthly, the gifts visibly marked out Rebecca as the chosen bride. And it's when these gifts come into operation in the church that the church is visibly set apart as the bride of Christ. Sixthly, Rebecca made room for the servant and his camels. Taking the Holy Spirit into our lives means a lot of changes. It means we've got to get rid of a lot of things in order to make room for what God wants in our lives. It means putting the will of God before our own convenience. And seventh, she followed the servant to her appointed destination. And the only way we'll make our way through this world and come to that encounter with our heavenly bridegroom is through following the Holy Spirit. Rebecca's relationship to the servant was essential to her destiny in God. And equally so for us as believers in Jesus Christ, it's our relationship to the Holy Spirit that's going to determine our destiny. He's the helper sent to enable us to claim and receive our inheritance. Now, I'm going to explain the actual form in which our inheritance comes to us. The key passage for understanding this is found in the second epistle of Peter, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power, that's God's divine power, has given us everything we need for life and godliness. I'm going to read that sentence again because that's the key. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, that's the glory and goodness of Jesus, He, God, has given us His very great and precious promises. Now that's the second phrase that you've got to fix in your mind. God has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them, that is through the promises, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. I want to point out a number of important points to you in logical order. Going back to the second verse, grace and peace be yours in abundance. The first thing I need to point out is that God's provision for us is in abundance. God is not a stingy God. He's not poor. He's not in financial need. He's not in spiritual need. He's the author and source of everything in the universe. And when He provides for us, His people, He provides in abundance. Peter goes on, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. This indicates that every provision of God comes through knowing God and Jesus. I put it this way, God is the only source, Jesus is the only channel. And then we come to that astonishing statement at the beginning of verse 3, where it says, God has already given us everything we need. It does not say that God will give us. It says God has already given us everything we need. God has already supplied all our needs. Lay hold of that fact, because if you miss that, then you're not going to be able to understand the nature of God's provision. God has already given us everything we need. And then in the second part of verse 3, Peter returns to the theme that it's all contained in Jesus, through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and virtue. It's so important that we understand that it's all contained in Jesus that Peter states that twice. In that third verse, the word knowledge in Greek means acknowledging. So it's not just an intellectual or theological knowledge of Jesus, but it means acknowledging Him, seeing who He is, recognizing Him, and giving Him His rightful place in our lives.
A loving Father providing for His children. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience His power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with me today. And we are hearing about claiming our inheritance from the gifted and anointed teacher, Derek Prince. I got to tell you, this is transforming stuff, teaching Christians how to walk in what they often just describe at a distance. But we're meant to walk in it. Let's learn how.
I've been saying that God has already given us everything we're ever going to need. Now, you may look at your life at this point and say, well, if God has given it, I don't see it. There are needs in my life that have not been met, and yet I'm a believer and I'm doing my best to walk the Christian road and to serve God. Now, here's the answer. Through these, that's through the glory and goodness of Jesus, God has given us His very great and precious promises. In the previous verse, we read, God has given us everything we need. Now, in this verse, we read, God has given us His very great and precious promises. What is the conclusion? It's very simple and very logical. Everything we need is contained in the promises of God. I say it this way. The provision is in the promises. That explains why, on the one hand, God says He's given us everything, and on the other hand, so many Christians are obviously lacking things they need. The answer is they haven't discovered where God's provision is. God's provision is in His promises. Logically, therefore, in order to receive your provision, you have to know the promises of God, and you have to know how to claim those promises, how to move in and possess the promises of God. I just want to go back to this passage in 2 Peter and explain to you what happens in our lives when we realize that God's provision is in His promises, we find the promises that we need, and we begin to claim them and apply them to our lives. There are two amazing results that follow. First of all, Peter says, so that through them, that's through the promises, you may participate in the divine nature. And then he goes on to say, and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So there are two results of claiming the promises of God. The first is positive, the second is negative. The positive result is that we participate in the nature of God Himself. That's an amazing statement. If it wasn't right there in the Bible, I don't think I'd ever dare to say it. But it's so explicitly stated there that through appropriating God's promises, we become partakers of God's nature. That is, through the promises, the very nature of God Himself comes into us. We become more and more divine. Do I dare to say that without offending you? I believe it's legitimate. And that leads us logically to the negative result, which is that we escape the corruption in the world through evil desires. Our old fallen nature is essentially corrupt. Morally corrupt, spiritually corrupt, and physically corrupt. But as the nature of God comes in, it replaces that corruption by the nature of God. And the nature of God is, in essence, incorruptible. So a new kind of nature, a new kind of personality, a new kind of life comes into us as we appropriate the promises of God. It's the nature and the personality and the life of God Himself coming into us through the promises that He's given us in His Word in the Scripture. And you see, this leads us to a very important and wonderful conclusion. Ultimately, God Himself becomes our inheritance. Ultimately, it's not just things, it's not just blessings, it's not just experiences, but our ultimate inheritance is God Himself. We become partakers of the very nature of God.
You know, there's a scripture that says that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through His precious promises. I think because God is a covenant-making God, He likes the idea of giving His children promises and then watching as they claim them and take them as at His own. God responds to faith. He likes faith. It's how we please Him. You know, I'm a father with a couple of children. I suppose it'd be very much like me saying, look, kids, I've provided for you. There's a Wonderland in the backyard. There's a refrigerator full of food. There are things that if you'll just clean your room and do the things you're supposed to do, that you can have and walk in and enjoy. And I think as a father, it would delight me no end. It does delight me no end to see them enjoy the things that I provide for them after they have walked in the obedience that I have required. I mean, to know that my son is enjoying his favorite meal because he first did the things he was supposed to do, or to know that he's got a car or he's got the book he wants or he's able to go to the movies or have some spending money, whatever the blessing is, so to speak, but only after he's done the things he was supposed to do. And so in a sense, he knows he's walking in right relationship with the requirements of the house he lives in. That's a powerful thing. And that's what God is doing for us. He's providing for us through His precious promises. And He wants His children to take hold of them. He doesn't want us to sit back feeling unworthy. He wants us to take hold of them. He likes for the young lions to roar after their prey. And so there's an attitude, not of viciousness, but a faithful aggressiveness as we pursue what God has done for us. It delights the Father, thrills His heart. Listen, you need to get this teaching into your soul day after day, over and over. So log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll be able to find out all kinds of information about Derek Prince Ministries and also listen to this teaching as many times as you would like. Well, listen, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take advantage of our special discount this week when you order a copy of Derek's powerful and practical book, Experiencing God's Power. This week only, it's available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners for only $9.95. That's a savings of nearly 45%. Call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special price is available this week only. 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.